रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पति ए नमः सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 55 मारुति ग्रीव्स फॉर सीता द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ दस आंजनेया सेट्स लंका ऑन फायर थ्रू एंड थ्रू एंड पुट आउट द फ्लेम्स ऑन हिज टेल बाय डिपिंग इट इन द सी He casts his eyes over the city, now one mass of raging flames, with the Rakshasas, men, women, and children howling in terror. It was a vast crematorium, but his heart was in the iron grip of fear and anxiety. Alas, in my eagerness to burn down this nest of demons, I have unconsciously perpetrated a terrible crime. Fool that I am! His heart was torn with a nameless horror, and he despised himself beyond words. Alas, even as the cool waters quenched the raging flames, should a wise and noble man put down the fire of wrath with calm reason, supermen are they and blessed. He that lends himself to passion, there is no crime too dreadful for him. He will raise his hand against the guru that opens for him the eye of wisdom and will pierce the heart of good and holy men with sharp words. He cares not to inquire whether the words that flow from his lips are seemly or no. There is no act too mean for him. There is no word too wicked for him. I call him a man of men who casts aside his anger as a serpent slits its slough. I am the most dreadful of sinners. I am dead to all sins of that shame. My heart is dark and twisted. I have clean forgotten that my mother Sita is in Lanka when I set it on fire. Fie upon my intelligence. Lanka on fire means that my lady Janaki is burnt to death. My master's purpose has been ruined utterly, thanks to me, the fool par excellence. I have deliberately destroyed that for which I have toiled and labored so long and so hard. I set fire to Lanka most foolishly, without taking any previous precautions about the safety of the Lady Sita. Alas, all that I have gone through to come at that Lady Janaki are but a terrible waste. I gave way to senseless fury and laid the axe at the root of the object of my mission. Lanka is a heap of ashes from end to end. So, the Lady Janaki has met with a terrible death. I owe it to myself to pay with my life the penalty for this foolishness. I will cast myself into the fire that I senselessly built up, or I will throw myself into the ocean fire Bhadava, or I will offer this worthless carcass of mine as food for the creatures of the deep. Having thus ruined my lord's plans and brought him utter disappointment, how shall I face Sugriva, Rama and Lakshmana? Henceforth, I am a mark for all time that the entire creation will point out in derision as a fool of a monkey that had betrayed its birth and nature by giving way to senseless wrath and perpetrated a terrible sin. It was in me to safeguard my Lady Sita, yet in my foolish passion I clean forgot that prime duty of mine, that passionate temper of mine, fie upon it. I am too feeble to curb it. It is so elusive. Rama has but to hear the news of the dreadful death of the Lady Sita to quit his hold on life and Lakshmana along with him. Then Sugriva and his followers follow suit. Bharata, whose life is centered in Rama here and hereafter, will not be long in going along the same path. Then Shatrughna, his twin self, his very shadow, would hasten to precede him. Thus the whole race of Ikshvaku is wiped clean of the earth, and the subjects that live in the shadow of the protection will quiver with poignant grief. So I, that lent myself as a slave to this black wrath, without making sure of the aims of life, am the prime cause of the ruin and destruction of this entire creation. You may go to the end of the world in search for all eternity to come upon another miserable wretch like myself. But once before he was about to cast away his life in despair at having made a fruitless search for Sita, and omens good and happy prevented him. It was the same even now, and Maruti was filled with surprise at it. What? Is it possible that the holy lady is protected from danger and death by her innate greatness? It can well be so. For that Lady Janaki, whom all happiness and auspicious purposes vie to adorn, could never cease to exist. Again, snakes do not eat snakes, and the Lord of Fire can do nothing against the more powerful fire of her radiance, purity and mighty. Of a truth, the beloved lady of my Lord Rama, in the shadow of whose arm rests the countless worlds above and below, she is well guarded by him, by her own wifely purity, and the Lord of Fire can approach her only at the risk of his own life. Why? He could do nothing with me, since I was a servant of my Lord Raghunatha and was under the protection of Mother Sita. She is the object of reverent worship of the brothers Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna. She is dearer to Rama than his own life. Has she to meet with her death by fire? That most powerful God has in him to consume any created object, but he found himself checked when he came against Maitreya. And it was because Sita willed that he should not touch me. Now, how could he have it in him to harm her even in thought? He recalled to himself the wonder of the mountain Mainaka, rising from the watery depths to offer him a resting place and welcome. Sita, my lady, is a soul of truth. She has the fleeting senses and their Lord, the mind, under perfect control. Her heart is always centered in her Lord, and the Lord of Fire would meet with his end most dreadfully should he foolishly seek to lay hands upon her. But she has nothing to fear from him. He recalled to himself the untold greatness of Sita and the might of her wifely purity. Then the Charanas that range in the heavens above were heard to exclaim, "Wonder of wonders! This Hanuman has accomplished a most impossible feat. He set fire to Lanka from end to end, and no object escaped it. Like the creatures in the mountain caves that cry and howl and roar at the approach of a dreadful enemy, do the Rakshasas, their wives, their children and their elders, shriek and yell and moan, being slowly consumed to ashes. This bright city with its palaces, towers, mansions has gone the way of nothing in the cruel grip of the Lord of Fire. But, wonder of wonders, the Lady Janaki is safe and sound and happy and cheerful. What wonder can stand by the side of this?" And Marathi drank the welcome news with eager ears. His heart brimmed with gladness at the thought that his mother Sita was safe, thanks to the auspicious and bright omens, thanks to the words of the Charanas. Then he said to myself, "Now my purpose is accomplished, my mission is successful, my heart rejoices, and I will but have another talk with the Lady Sita to assure myself of her safety ere I go back to my Lord." Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunavdiye Chakravarti Dharmanjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.